listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. The Easter weekend has ended in tragedy on CQ Roads after a woman was killed in a crash at Bajul yesterday evening. A 28-year-old Gladstone woman died at the scene, while emergency services also responded to half a dozen other crashes right across the region and even on our islands. With the school holidays only just beginning, QUT Road Safety Professor Andre Rokotonarani says we can't let our guards down.
They see it as a boring stuff, but the consequences are very dear. The impact on the family when someone is involved in those crashes, those are really serious stuff.
Meantime, beachgoers may want to take extra care heading to the surf or sand after a number of suspected bluebottle jellyfish washed up on Cap Coast beaches. A person was even taken to Rockhampton Hospital after being stung at Kemp Beach. While stingers may not be particularly common in our region, 8 species are found in waters north of Agnes Water and are most commonly seen between November and May. And there's just one piece of the puzzle remaining following last month's local government elections. While Adam Bellow has been named the mayor of Livingston, his councillors are still yet to be declared. Meantime, Gladstone's councillors will be sworn in tomorrow, with Matt Burnett once again at the helm. Rocky's team has already been sworn in under returning Tony Williams, and Janice Moriarty has been named the first female mayor of the Central Highlands. In sport, 2 vessels have cemented their place in Brisbane to Gladstone history. Wild Thing 100 took line honours over the weekend, arriving at East Shores around 8 a.m. on Saturday. The team already has its name on the trophy from 2012 and 13, while Celestial was the overall race winner, adding to her 2022 record and last year's line honours win.